So we have next here, we have Stephen Parker from NeoWin.net.
Stephen Parker, the Stephen Parker of NeoWin.net.
You know, it's not commonly known that he's a midget. And dwarf. I guess he'd like to be called little
people. Wait a minute. I'm the one that's holding the microphone here because, we thought we were going to have a table and we don't have one. So I'm holding the microphone for everybody. The guy is like 18 feet tall, I think. Arm's going to fall off. I definitely think. But actually, thanks a lot for joining us, Steve. How are you enjoying the show so far?
Yeah, very good.
Now, NeoWin is some sort of tech site or something like that. It's for Macintosh users. Is that what it's about?
Yeah, mainly in Linux.
Linux, yes. Yeah, Linux. Now, that's like, is that better than OS 2 or not?
No. Definitely not.
No, yeah. You know, now, where's Marcel? Oh, he's over there taking pictures of us. Now, is he recording this? Is this one of those, you know, like, we should be putting our hands up, like, no, don't take pictures.
No comment, please, no.
Yeah, this is kind of cool. We've been at this, we've been at this event for the Microsoft community, and there are a bunch of guys. So we've got everyone, you know, the people who visit NeoWin and Win Customize, they visit all of our sites probably at one point or other.
I've met a lot of people that have come up to me and said, oh, so you're the guy from NeoWin. And then swift exit.
Yeah. But,
mostly.
Yeah, so what have you seen at the show that has sparked your interest?
Well, mostly the Vista stuff on and the new builds that they're showing us. So, it's very interesting. And I'm right opposite the Intel tent, which is quite big, the Intel booth. But, yeah.
So 1080p, 1080i. For me, when I walk around the show, it's kind of like, yes, we get it. 1080p is slightly better. I mean, in fact, not to be here, you know, not to rag on CES, but it's like CES 2006, slightly better.
Yeah.
That's like the model. It's nothing seems to be jumping out as last year.
We've taken a lot of pictures, and we're going to be posting them up on the site next week. So
that's cool. Now, besides ones that are from the strip club, you mean? Or are those going to go up too? The strip club, you know, pictures?
No, we're going to leave those to private collection.
I appreciate that. Yeah, you know, that incident where got a little drunk, I took off all my clothes, got on the table I could fly. And the answer is no. No.
No, we didn't.
I can't fly.
Those pictures are taken on a different camera, so.
Yeah. Yeah, so now that Steve has those pictures, there'll be a lot of changes. Right, Mr. Parker?
Yeah. Okay.
So where did he go? There he is. Let's get Marcel over. Come here, Marcel.
Come on over.
So Marcel, known as Red Mac, over on NeoWin.net. I don't think anyone has. I don't think the community has ever heard your voice. Or they probably heard
Steve's
haven't. Either.
They probably haven't though.
Seriously speaking, both Steve and Marcel are like 18 feet tall. I mean, they're really tall guys. So it's like, you know, they're actually quite intimidating right now. In fact, even as we speak, I'm shaking like, you know.
Brad feels that he's shrinking, I think.
Yeah, I am.
He keeps trying to, like, stand up on his toes. I think he might be buying some high heels after this.
Yeah, exactly. So what have you seen at the show that looks pretty cool?
Everything Microsoft, of course.
Yes,
being a fan of Microsoft, yeah.
We will watch it again and again.
Microsoft fan.
Yeah. Yeah, well, I like the games, the Xbox. I like the Xbox very much, yeah.
Yeah, we've been watching other people play Xbox a lot. I, myself, have not got to play it. Yeah, did they ever fix... Now, one of the funny things is that a lot of the Xboxes, they didn't bring in the high-def connection. So they have... they'll be playing Xbox on a beautiful high-definition television, but it's only running at standard 480i.
It shows.
Yeah, it's kind of ironic.
That's too bad, yeah.
Yeah, but still looks pretty impressive. You know, as a former OS 2 person, I feel like my soul has been long since sold. It's gone. I mean,
sold. Microsoft has it in a jar.
Most of it, yeah. They keep it in a jar, and sometimes I can tell when they pick up the jar in Redmond, they shake and they go,
"That's right,
hello, little fishy, hello."
And then that's when Brad has his blackouts and.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's bad. It's a bad time around the office.
It is. It is a bad time, but. In terms of looking around at this stuff, it is pretty cool. I mean, what if you were to sum up CES 2006, though, what is Microsoft doing that excites you the most here, I guess?
IE7 is very cool. At the moment, I'm a Firefox user.
Right.
But, I'm going to...
I can hear everyone clapping at the moment.
I'm going to switch to IE7 once it's done.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah,
it's the end of the world.
The tab browsing and everything. It looks very cool. Yeah. And security increases and everything, yeah.
Oh,
that's
cool.
That's the main thing I like.
Now, you do most of the coding on Neowin.net. Yep. Now, Neowin 5 is kind of in transition. The site's kind of like halfway.
No comment.
What, where are you going with that?
What can I say? It's been a difficult task to upgrade everything, and we just got new servers, new script, new host, and all that together makes it a bit problematic.
I think I can say something about that. Neowin 5 will be coming to Neowin in 2006.
Oh, that's
most definitely.
2006. Yep. Oh, first half, second half, or is it like going to be in time for Windows Vista?
It's going to be exactly the same as Microsoft releases, so it might be pushed back a few times.
I see.
Yeah, but we've got to get the server sorted out, and that's the main thing. You know, we can't implement a new design, new graphics, and it's a risk in itself changing the whole design layout of the site. And we just want to make sure the servers are running perfectly before we do that.
Well, cool. Well, anything you want to say to your users on
Neowin.net?
Yeah, thanks for the Google Ads. That really helps in the casino.
Well, we lost everything, so we have to stay in the hotel room the next few days, you know.
Now, yeah, so I'm sure the site will be. Now, you guys are actually going to be out of touch a little bit in the States for like another week.
Yeah.
Now I'm going back to Michigan. So I'm a moderator on Neowin.net. Don't worry, the site will be fine when you get back. There may be a few changes.
I can hear it screaming already.
Yes, you can always hear it screaming already. You know, like, hey, I don't like where that look. I look. Let's ban them.
That's Brad.
Yeah.
Evil overlord.
Yeah. Well, you know, evil corporate bastard overlord guy.
We could just make a jingle. You know, whenever anything happens, it's like four times a year. We could just do that's Brad.
Yeah, that's right. That's Brad, the evil bastard overlord. All right. Well, it's good to talk to you again. Of course, we've been hanging out the whole time, but. It's now recorded.
It's really good to have you both on the show because, you know, you're, you know, the guys, the shadowy figures behind Neowin. So I think it's kind of nice for the Neowin people who spend a lot of time on the site to be able to hear your voices and hear some stuff straight from the horse's mouth, as it were. So thank you very much.
The number of downloads should go up now.
Right. There you go.
Yeah.
All right. Thanks for joining us, guys.
Okay. Thanks.
My pleasure.